My guest at this time is R.J. Smith, Senior Fellow in Environmental Policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He joins me today to discuss President Trump and the Environmental Protection Agency announcing plans to repeal the Waters of the United States rule, also known as WOTUS. For champions of private property rights, this move from the Trump administration is very welcome news. And R.J., thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Greg. It's good to talk about this, and it's an exciting day, big day for freedom, for property rights, and the Constitution. This is an effort which the president promised in his campaign that he would look at this onerous, unconstitutional usurpation of powers by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers to take private property rights, essentially to zone the entire country, without paying any compensation to landowners at all.
So let's break down exactly what the Waters of the United States rule did that was different than previous regulation.
Well, the Clean Water Act, its basic principle was based on the Commerce Clause of the Constitution to prevent navigable waters from being filled or in any way stopped from building, constructing something that would prevent ships and commerce from going up and down navigable waters. And navigable waters kept getting stretched by the EPA and the Army Corps year after year. First, it would go to tributary streams, and it would go to smaller streams, and it would go to creeks, and it would go to irrigation ditches. Things that no one or nothing could navigate. And then it began to control the lands that were adjacent to navigable waters, and then lands that were adjacent to things that ran into navigable waters. By vastly expanding this and never stopping the expansion, they've reached the point now where something that was only supposed to protect major rivers to see that commerce could take place in America now controls whether a farmer can plow his own land, his own farm, a farm field that he's been plowing, he and his father and grandfather may have been plowing for 100 years. It prevents smaller landowners from building their own house on their own lot, and there's been no stop to it. And it takes an endless amount of time, years of time, money, and still uncertainty to try to get a permit to use your own land now, because anything that water falls on, anything that rain falls on now, technically could be considered a waters of the United States. And if you take some action that hasn't been approved, like you assume your land is dry because it is dry, you can look at it and see that it's dry and it's not connected to anything, and you start building your house, suddenly you find yourself facing millions of dollars of fines and the possibility of prison term for just using your own property rights.
Wow. Let's talk about a couple different aspects here. First of all, is it just as simple as the administration saying, since the EPA imposed this rule, we can simply repeal it, or is there a process involved here?
I wish it were just possible to repeal it offhand, but EPA and the Army Corps have opened a month-long comment period, a 30-day-long comment period, for people to come up with ideas on how, for an overall review of the Act of the WOTUS rule, and what it has done, and how to properly revise it. And then at that point, EPA and the Corps together will come up with a revised rule, and hopefully a rule that protects property rights, puts EPA and the Corps back into the constitutional mode they're supposed to be in, and not using this law to protect navigable waters as a way of having cost-free national land use control and cost-free zoning of the entire United States. And one further thing that needs to be done, I mean, you can never trust, federal agencies with powers. Lord Acton said, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. So I think one final thing that needs to be done is that the United States Congress needs to go back and revisit the Clean Water Act of 1972 and amend it so it unequivocally says that navigable means navigable, and it means by commercial shipping, not by somebody in a motorboat, not by somebody in a canoe or a kayak or a rubber raft or even floating down a little teeny creek in a tube, as they've been expanding over the years. And it doesn't mean irrigation ditches. It doesn't mean a pond in your backyard. Navigable water should be mean navigable waters.
Real quickly, before we let you go, RJ, do you think there's enough appetite for that on Capitol Hill to move? I'm thinking immediately of 48 Democrats in the Senate who would have a problem with that, or at least a good chunk of them.
Well, first off, we can do a lot with just the EPA and the Corps getting rid of, essentially repealing, coming up with a new regulation, a new regulatory rule that eliminates all these excesses and unconstitutional expansions of the Clean Water Act, so that waters of the U.S. does not any longer apply to your backyard or to your garden or to your farm or to the lot you're building your house on. I mean, that's the first necessary step. And then the second step going to Congress is a later step to clarify this once and for all, to, you know, see that future administrations don't try to play the same game again.
RJ, we'll leave it right there. Big day, as you mentioned, in the property rights debate. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
RJ Smith, Senior Fellow in Environmental Policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.